Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Wheat producers through the Oklahoma Wheat Commission actively support the wheat breeding efforts of the Wheat Improvement Team at Oklahoma State University and wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver. Dr. Carver has a vision of helping wheat producers succeed not just as grain producers, but also as food crop producers.
Exactly. Yeah, this is the prize food of human civilization. It's what got us started. And that's the way we need to approach it from a plant breeding standpoint. Let's not just think about yield, test weight, and protein. We'll do that. But let's be a little bit more sophisticated and give this food crop the attention it deserves and bring out the best qualities of it. I mean, there's a lot of good qualities in the wheat germ. You get bioactive compounds that help us in our health and nutrition. There's things in the bran. Those are kind of that's the frontier where I think we are approaching, if not in, to address conventional wheat breeding.
Learn more about how the Oklahoma Wheat Commission is working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer at okwheat.org.
Well, feedlots were looking at the market yesterday with just one eye open, and they were squinting with that open eye. It was painful to watch as cattle futures posted triple-digit losses in numerous contracts, while corn prices rocketed higher. Cash traded lower, and packers were able to extend their purchases further into the future. This does not bode well for the near term. Now, hogs suffered losses yesterday, but not quite to the extent of the cattle. However, it does solidify the idea that the top is in. Now, that does not mean the futures will continue to weaken, but that futures will not return to new highs anytime soon. It seems like the order of business technically will be to close the price gap in the May contract at $105.95. On the grains, July Kansas City wheat trading about 3.5 cents lower, influenced by Friday's lower corn and soybean prices, but is hanging on to the bulk of yesterday's 37-cent gain. In late March, the outlook for wheat prices was looking bearish, with favorable crop reports coming from Europe, Ukraine, and southern Russia. Here in late April, concerns about dry weather in the western U.S. plains and western Canadian prairies are getting more attention, and a recent bounce of cold temperatures may have damaged winter wheat crops in the U.S. and in Europe. After closing up its 25-cent daily limit Thursday, July corn's trading down 9 cents early today, the first chance for a lower close this week. DTN's National Corn Index finished 9 cents below Thursday's futures board, a second day of slightly wider basis, and possible sign the surge of demand across the country is being somewhat satisfied. Well, July soybeans down 6.5 cents early today, apparently ready to relax a little bit after yesterday's 34.75-cent gain, but still in a tight supply situation, trading above $15. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
June live cattle down $1.40, $115.85. August is down $1.25, $116.72. May feeder cattle down $2.57, $137.02. August down $3.55, $148.37. May hogs down 15 cents, $107.45. And June down 97 cents, $103.55. Kansas City wheat, the May was up 36.75 yesterday, $6.67.5. July up 37 cents, $6.74.75. Chicago wheat May up 37 cents, 7.10 1/4. July up 35.5, 7.10 1/2. May corn up 25 cents, 6.50 1/2. July is up 25 cents, 6.31 1/2. May soybeans up 36 cents, 15.33 1/4. July is up 34.75, 15.14 1/4 penny. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.